Let's talk about being first in line for happiness in life. Well, it's like standing at the threshold of endless possibilities and joy. It means embracing positivity and pursuing fulfillment with enthusiasm and purpose. When you prioritize your own happiness, you are taking charge of your life's narrative. It's about recognizing your worth and choosing to cultivate joy from within. By being first in line for happiness, you set a powerful intention to live authentically and pursue what truly brings you contentment. So many people need something to purchase, a new car, a new sofa, a new house, and then I'm going to be so happy. I believe the key is just to be happy from within. And here's a few aspects. Understanding yourself and your needs is fundamental to happiness. By being in tune with your emotions and your desires, you can make choices that align with your authentic self. Happiness starts with a positive outlook. When you focus on gratitude and optimism, you naturally attract more positivity into your life. Prioritizing self-care is crucial for sustaining happiness. Taking care of your physical, emotional, and mental well-being ensures you have the energy and resilience to pursue what brings you joy. Knowing when to say no and setting healthy boundaries with others is essential for protecting your happiness and maintaining a sense of balance in life. Sure, you want to do things for other people, but remember, you always come first. Happiness flourishes when you live with purpose and meaning. Pursue activities and goals that resonate with your values and contribute to your sense of fulfillment. Cultivating meaningful relationships and connections with others can greatly enhance happiness. Surround yourself with supportive and positive people who uplift and inspire you. Remember, being first in line for happiness is not about seeking perfection or constant euphoria. It's about embracing life's ups and downs with resilience and choosing to prioritize your well-being. Ultimately, happiness is a journey, an ongoing commitment to self-discovery, growth, and embracing the beauty of each moment. So step confidently into that line and let happiness lead the way. Hey, thanks for listening. We really appreciate your time today. And if you have a story to tell, an adventure, or even a poem, send it to us at CostaRicaGoodNews@gmail.com, and we will share it with all who care to listen. Just make sure that your story, your poem, or adventure prioritizes happiness and well-being and positive affirmations. We love that kind of stuff. There's no room for bad news in this podcast. Hey, thanks for listening once again. We'll see you tomorrow. We hope you're here with us.